Helicopter parenting. Is it helpful, harmful, or avoidable? You've probably heard the term helicopter parenting thrown around in parenting circles. The phrase conveys a mental image of a parent hovering over a small child who's just trying to play freely. The phrase might also conjure images of a college student whose parent still plays an interventionist role in her education, such as calling a professor to find out why the student got a bad grade. The term helicopter parent was first used in a 1969 book about parenting teenagers. Today, it's commonly used to describe parenting that's too involved, as opposed to having a healthy level of engagement. Sometimes parents admit that they're helicoptering but claim that it's necessary. As time goes on, sometimes the realization sets in that this type of parenting can do more harm than good, hampering a child's ability to develop the necessary independence that's a part of growing up. If you've heard of helicopter parenting, you're probably aware that it's generally seen as a negative parenting style. But you are probably aware that the opposite extreme, dismissiveness, disengagement, and neglect, is even more harmful. What does helicopter parenting look like? Since helicopter parenting is overly intrusive and controlling, it does not respect a child's need for increasing independence as he or she grows. Sometimes it doesn't allow much room for a child to have negative experiences or emotions. These issues are heavily dependent on the age of the child. What might be helicopter parenting for a teen could also be healthy parenting for a toddler. Every child and family is different, with highly individual needs. While there are overall principles that can guide us as we try to understand good parenting, individual counseling for parenting can be far more helpful in assessing specific needs for each child and family. How do you know if you're a helicopter parent? Some signs and symptoms of helicopter parenting might include parent-directed play, overly strict rules, unwillingness to allow the child to take initiative, lack of unstructured free time, and parental discomfort with the child's negative emotions. In teenagers, helicopter parenting might look like intensive control over neutral areas, demanding strict accounting of time, not allowing room for decision-making, or being involved in communication with teachers, employers, or other authority figures on the teenager's behalf. Many of the actions in helicopter parenting are valuable in and of themselves, but harmful when taken to an extreme. That's why nuance is important, and why Christian counseling for parenting can help parents avoid the pitfalls of helicopter parenting and help their child grow into all God has created them to be as the years pass. When we set our children free from intrusive parenting, we allow them to flourish on their own as individuals, and that can be both joyful and scary to witness. Christian counseling for parents can not only address parental issues, but also individual issues of anxiety, fear, and other emotional concerns. What helicopter parenting is not. Let's emphasize that parental involvement, responsiveness, and warmth are all crucial aspects of raising a child. The younger the child, the more hovering will be required. Parents should not worry that by being involved in their child's life or having firm, loving guidelines and boundaries, they are in danger of ruining their parenting with helicoptering. Attunement, emotional responsiveness, and empathy, relating to others' feelings, are both crucial to the well-being of individuals and relationships, especially in the forming of parent-child bonds. If you respond to your baby when they cry, help regulate your toddler's emotions, help your elementary child with their homework, or console your teen after their first breakup, don't worry. None of these actions indicates that you're a helicopter parent. Let's outline some specific behaviors to avoid and the healthy behaviors parents can replace them with, as well as go over some of the risks of helicopter parenting. As always, individual Christian counseling can address your specific situation much better than generalized advice can. Please contact our office today for more information about Christian parenting counseling. What does godly parenting look like? Many Christian parents wonder how they can parent effectively in an increasingly secular culture. Does helicopter parenting mean not exercising control or limits over what your child watches or whom they befriend? How should a parent set age-appropriate rules, especially for teens? And what happens when your child makes a mistake because you gave them the freedom to do so? The Bible doesn't offer a wealth of direct parenting advice. But as an example, here are two scriptures that mention parenting. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, NIV. Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, ESV. We can see from these passages that parenting is a sacred responsibility, not something to be taken lightly. God calls parents to guide and teach their children, but the outcome of that training is in His hands. The balance of healthy parenting. On the one hand, being overly involved in your child's life may inhibit their healthy development. But on the other hand, a lack of positive engagement and adequate guidance can also hold them back. What is the balance of allowing a child freedom as he or she grows, but maintaining an engaged and responsive parenting style? How can parents show up lovingly and be present every day, but also provide space for children to explore independently, make mistakes, and learn how to become increasingly competent over time? What to do instead of helicoptering? For toddlers, preschoolers, and elementary-age children, allow them to play and explore freely in safe environments. Let them take the initiative in play. For toddler tantrums, provide soothing co-regulation rather than giving in to their demands. Watch them play rather than playing with them every time. When you do play with them, allow them to take the lead. Stage toys and analog activities for them to discover. In these early years, focus on laying a good foundation of healthy involvement so you'll be able to gradually let go as they get older. For elementary, middle, and teens, avoid overscheduling. Allow them to do hard things themselves and learn from their mistakes. Protect them from bullying and harsh treatment, but allow them to navigate low-level friendship problems themselves while remaining available to talk things through. For teens, it's important to allow age-appropriate freedom, independence, and decision-making as much as possible, while protecting teens from the risks inherent to adolescence. This is much easier said than done. According to the Cleveland Clinic, it's crucial to maintain warmth, connection, and open communication as much as possible while still following through on family rules and guidelines. Perhaps one of the most important things is to get to know your child as an individual and base your parenting on their needs. Growing in grace as a parent. Helicopter parenting isn't the healthiest parenting style, and it's also not the most harmful. It's often a way for well-intentioned parents to give their kids the best chance they can at having a good life. But despite good intentions, this parenting style can be detrimental to child development and the parent-child relationship. No parent is perfect, and no child is perfect. Christian parenting isn't about perfection. It's about allowing the love, grace, and discipline we experience from the Lord to flow through us and make a difference in our children's lives. Overly involved parenting can be a sign of heart issues, not just a need for parental behavior modification. When we take the time to delve into what's motivating us, we might uncover fears, hurts from the past, or other issues affecting our ability to trust the Lord and walk in freedom and confidence as parents. The good news is that there is so much freedom to be found on the other side of fear. We can embrace the love and guidance of God and know that He loves our children even more than we do. As we learn to set them free and let them go, we can grow in confidence that the Lord is the one who never lets either of us go. If you need practical help in applying biblical principles to your parenting and avoiding helicopter parenting and other unhealthy parenting styles, please call our office today at 949-386-7181 or contact us to schedule your first risk-free session. The trained counselors at Christian Counseling can walk with you on your sacred journey of parenting.